Have you finally figured it out? It took you long enough. Good thing I don't just want you for your brains. How long is it since I told you to start your denial? How many days has it been? Has it felt like a lot longer? Weeks? Months? Years, that's a bit melodramatic. All that time denied, frustrated. Are you aching? Oh, literally aching. I can see your body. Physically rebelling, demanding. It needs to be satisfied. You wanted to touch. You know, I wanted to see if you'll break. All you needed to do. Stop holding back that river. Just for a moment and let yourself release. Every time I thought you would break, you held back. Why? Why? To hear my words in your ears. You like to hear me coo and praise you. You like to hear me laugh. Even if I mock you a little bit, poor little lamb, threaten you, make you blush. Do you ever get cross? You get angry at me? Resentful, bratty. Tell me, is it just my words? You fantasized about me touching you. You've thought about every part of my body touching you. And I lay there. When I touch myself in front of you. When I make you listen to me come. Oh, and you have to wait. Tell me, Tell me it's unbearable. Tell me you fantasized about me walking over you, stepping up onto you, my toes along your thighs, running up your body, stepping, putting my weight on your chest. Just my feet. Kissed. You look up my legs. You look up the curve. I see which part of my body you yearn for. Even when you get desperate and you couldn't figure it out, I'd see you gritting your teeth. The aching, the strain on your face. I bet every spare moment you thought about the aching between your legs, wondering when I'd release you. What would it take for me to release you? What would it take for me to whisper in your ear? You want me to say, come. Whisper, come for me, don't you? You worked it out slow and steadily, like the little tortoise. You need it, don't you? For me to tell you, he may come. Or to kneel for me. You need me to tell you, you're a good boy. A good pet. My fuck pet. Words from you, but not just any words, asking, not just anything, just requesting. I want to hear how much you're aching. I want to hear you plead desperately, wildly. Yes, I want to hear you beg for me. And while it took you a while, slow and steady will eventually win the race. Waiting to be punished. You're looking forward to it. You're hoping I'll be harsh. That I'll whip you. You're hoping your skin will be red. You're hoping I won't be gentle again. You want me to be ruthless, don't you? I don't think you know what to expect from me. I'm leading you down a twisted path. And there's no sight of the end. And you chained yourself to me willingly. You want this. You want to be dragged. Yes. I'll drag you by your throat, by your collar, your pulse under my hand. I love the power you give me. I can see where you're going. I can see training you. Blindly moving in the darkness. Do you even care? You don't care, you just want him. So good. So good. Forget the metaphor. The metaphors. And I'll give you reality. Here you are. Naked. Right now. Bare. And blushing pink for me. And you're prepared to stay that way until you tell me otherwise. You have to stay that way until I tell you exactly what you have to do, where you have to go, how you have to stand, and how I'm going to punish you. You made me wait. You made me play with myself. And you desperately touch that freed cock. Never make it come. I don't want to see that cock come. It's my cock. You will wait for me. And while you're waiting in the meantime, as long as it takes, you're going to tell me how you're going to beg. No. There'll be no asking. Yes. Oh, I like it when you're demanding. And you can be as breathy as you like. You can ask with a voice spiked with pain. It's still not enough. Still, a decision you're making. You're choosing to form those words. Still, deliberate. You're still hoping I'll reward you. And that's not enough. No. I need real begging. When you're truly desperate. Are you beginning to see? You need to beg when it's the only thing left, the only action imaginable. Beg me, because you can do nothing else. You're reduced, burned down to a single great need. Your lips will shake. Yes, just like that. Your breath catching. You can't even speak. Oh, yes. The edge. All I want is for you to beg me to struggle, even to say, say it for me. Say please. I want you stripped. Not just of your clothes. I want to strip you of your freedom. I want to tie you up. Strap you down with leather and chains. Stripped of your sight. I'll wrap a cloth around your eyes, so you can't even tell where you are or what I'm gonna do, what toys I have in my hand. And I can rely on you flinching at every sound, at my scent. Your resistance away with a kiss. Tender and sweet. Oh, and you'll think this will all just be pleasure. That I'm like every other lover. And then I will take away your acceptance, your consent. Your certainty that this is what you want. This is what you still want, and you won't know. You won't know how I do it, but I'm going to be ruthless. Nipple clamps, numbness, and my crop biting your thigh, leaving red marks. Your thighs are turning red. Maybe I'll use the flogger and strike between your legs. Lighter, but no kinder. Jump against the bonds. Look at this. It's kind of worse, isn't it? To feel the pleasure. Because even with all the pain, I suck you, and you're dripping. Spiking strokes making it worse. What else? Anything? Anything I fucking want. Because it doesn't matter what you want. You're tied down now. You can't take anything back. You can't get away. You can't escape. You certainly can't say no. All you can do is cry and scream and plead. All you can do is beg. Beg me. I don't know how long this will take. I'll see you sagging against the restraints. I'll see that you stop screaming at the new pains and the toys that I torment you. The same constant stream of pleading. And it's just two words that you repeat over and over. Please, mistress, tell me, say them again. Say them again. Say it. Please. Mistress, please. Mistress. Say it again. Please. Say it again. Say it again. Such a good boy. Your tears taste wonderful. I think we'll wait till next time before I can tell you. Yes. Back in the little cage. Be a little bit harder then. You never know. I might change my mind.